Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Now time for a very snowy edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to hop on the mountain with your friends and which games to simply faceplant on by. Probably didn't work as well as I wanted it to. I am Corey. I am joined by, are you a sledding man? Are you a skiing man? What are you?
I'm a city boy. I don't do any of this stuff, man. I like to stay in my apartment where you have central air, so it's always the perfect temperature. It's never too cold, never too hot. If I get around, I tend to drive. I don't board anywhere. It seems dangerous.
So the warm man, the warm person, Basher, I guess.
The warmest man in the room, as they know.
Warmest
you,
man in the room. There you go. So there you go. We are here to talk about the one, the only, the Ubisoft Annecy product in Steep. That's what we do on this podcast. We talk about games that are on Game Pass and tell you which games that you should play. And Steep is one that we've been playing on and off for a little while now. We're finally here to talk about it. But before that, did you know you can rate us on iTunes? And it is the easiest and most effective way to get more people to listen to this show. So whatever you're doing right now, if you can, take a breather, hop off that board, maybe go leave us a review. And maybe not on iTunes. If you're not listening on iTunes, whatever podcast service you listen to, why not give us a rating? It really helps us out. But we're here to talk about Steep. This was made by Ubisoft Annecy in collaboration with Massive Studios. So it's always kind of difficult to talk about Ubisoft games because they have literally like 12 super large studios. They all sort of touch each other's games. So it's weird in that capacity, but Annecy was kind of known for doing a lot of their multiplayer projects. So they did like the multiplayer, I believe, on Chaos Theory, as well as what was the name of that one? Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell, Conviction. And so I believe this was kind of their first like major title that they made. They also helped with a lot of the multiplayer for Assassin's Creed games. But this is kind of a multiplayer focused game, so it sort of makes sense. But they did this in collaboration with Massive, which makes the Tom Clancy's, the Division games, and as well as that upcoming Star Wars game, is which Massive is working on. So again, lot just to say that Ubisoft worked on this game. Available on Xbox One, PC, and PlayStation 4. Does have Xbox One X support and PlayStation 4 Pro support, but only supports higher resolution, not higher frame rates. There's no Series X or PlayStation 5 native features on this one. There is no crossplay. Cloud saves as yes, and DLC, there is a butt ton of DLC in terms of new content, cosmetics, etc. Steep, let's talk about it.
I'm an old fella. I remember the 1080p snowboarding, you know? I was a big fan back 1080? In the day.
I don't think it was 1080p.
No, it's 1080p. It's just, that's when the resolution first came out. That's why they named the game after.
On the N64.
It was a lot of fun back in the day. And then that whole genre kind of got revitalized with EA Big, I believe. I've got their
Sports Big.
Yeah, Sports Big. What's the name of their snowboarding franchise?
SSX.
Yeah, tricky. Good stuff. Good stuff. So I'm coming in to sleep with some sort of expectations, if you will.
On that topic, I want to hop in really quick to say that I am 100% with you in that I think, but I want to say I don't think we're alone in that. I think everybody that has played SSX and more importantly Tricky are always looking for the next big thing.
Right.
And whenever a snowboarding game is shown off, even when the SSX reboot was shown off, we all want that SSX Tricky feeling. And we all just like, all right, maybe this will be it. I just want to put that out there at first because this game never promised to be that. It never said it was going to be that. So that's somewhat of unrealistic expectations. But I want to put it out there that I was aware of that before I played this game.
Same here. But still, you're making a snowboarding game. And we all want more Tricky. So I don't know. That's not fair to this game or any other snowboarding game. That said, in plain words, this is not more Tricky. And
that it is not.
And it hits a little different. So it's not much you can say about a snowboarding game. Sure, gameplay wise, because you start at the bottom and go down. But this game actually adds in a lot of other ways to play. So you had at any point in time you switch to your skis, you have your wingsuits, you can drop in with a parachute. Like it's a lot of cool, it makes a lot of cool scenes during gameplay, you know, like it's definitely arcadey, it's definitely easy to get into, but it's for me lacking a sort of magic. Like, and I don't know what that kind of magic is.
Yeah, I think lacking magic is maybe a little harsh because I feel like there actually is something at the core of Steep that I really enjoy. And that's mainly because I think it's fun to play. Whenever I'm on the board or on the skis or the sled or even the wingsuit, it's just like, this is cool. Like, I'm having a good time with this. I think it's the live service nature that sort of breaks this game. And that also, I guess we should note that we're coming to this game now, and this game has been out for many years, and you know, credit to Ubisoft where credit is due that they support the crap out of their titles and they take feedback and they spend a lot of time and money and effort in improving these games the way that the community wants. And I think that they almost got there with Steep, but they already have basically announced the spiritual successor, which is Rider Republic, which is basically Steep, but in a the polar opposite fashion. It's not winter, it's summer games, and there's all these different biking and four-wheeling, and it's like, it's sort of this open world live service extreme sports game, and it's just like, I think the idea is good on paper, but this game gets in its own way. It's like, dude, just let me play the game. Like, I feel like there's a game here that is hard to play. It's hard to get to the game aspect of this. And even when I get there, the game is not long enough. Like, I start doing a thing.
Oh, for sure.
And it's like, oh, like, this is cool. And then I get a gold. And I'm like, all right, let's go to the next thing. And it's just like, well, this wasn't nearly as fun as the last thing. Like, it's a bunch of challenges that aren't very challenging, and even the ones that are super challenging aren't fun. It just I have trouble finding the fun in this game.
Oh, absolutely. I think we were going to disagree on where the fun is. I just didn't get the very initial snowboard to snow at the top of the hill feeling I got. I'm like, this is fun. And then the second I land the first jump, I'm like, all right, I think I'm done with this. Like, I don't know what it is about this game that keeps it from me wanting to play it more. And it's definitely part of the live service issue. That's definitely part of the issue. It's also the way the missions are kind of spread out. the way to get from one place to the other. You kind of use your binoculars and you teleport around, and you just kind of start the race there and then. And then the multiplayer aspect isn't very, I don't know what you can do with skiing in multiplayer sporting, but it's not very like, it's just like people next to you. So it's not like they do anything. I don't know what they would do, but I guess I don't see the selling point in you being next to me as I ski. Like, I just, it's not getting that to me. And then even graphically speaking, it's not, something okay. about it. Yeah, it's like, I just thought it would be like the snow effects and stuff, and like the ripping and tear apart of the snow. I thought it would just be more cool. And it's just, yeah, and it's not. It's very basic.
It doesn't have a distinct visual representation or style. It doesn't look bad. It just, it looks like a snowboarding game. Like, when you're carving or when you're doing anything in the wingsuit that requires like finesse or speed or anything, like the sense of speed is there, but I don't feel like I feel like I'm going fast on the controller and in my brain, but through the world I don't feel like I'm moving quickly. It's a very weird disconnect.
Absolutely. And it's the same with just skiing downhill. Like, I know I'm going fast. It feels in some ways that I'm going fast, but it doesn't feel like I'm going fast. Like, it's like I really, again, like it's not SSX tricky, I know, but I just feel like when I'm going super super fast, hit that jump, I should go super super high. It's like, no, I'm just this is a jump.
Yeah, and the only thing you hit fast is the ground.
Like, yeah, and it's like I'm just not. I think a lot of my issues with this game is not the I think it's half my expectation, and the other half is the game just not being very fluid. Like, there's a lot of I'm gonna do this race downhill, pause the game, look around, teleport here, load this up. Now I can ski down this part. Now that I'm done here, I can pause the game, teleport here, and it's like, that's not, it's really, it's just really doesn't, it's not intuitive. That's not, it's not intuitive, but it's not, it doesn't flow like a game like this should flow.
Right. And it's, I think what's interesting is that from the very little research that I did is we're basically playing, like I said, the fixed version of, it seemed like it was a lot harder to sort of find things to do. The game was very much adamant about sort of, I hate the binocular thing. I absolutely hate that thing.
Terrible.
Of like, okay, find this thing, and that gives you the, you know, it seems to be that it wants you to sort of explore, but it's not fun to explore. It's not easy to explore either. It is very difficult to move from place to place in this game. And so even though we've got sort of the abridged version, we're able to move quickly from place to place. I just, again, it comes down to the live service part of it. It's like, man, just give me a menu of just like, here's all your events. And it sort of has that. It's like, you can sort of bounce between mountain and mountain. And, you know, if you're playing on a Series X or a PC and you got an SSD, like, those load times are quick. Like, you're not waiting around, but it's like, I feel like I'm just hopping from event to event to event. And some of them are good and some of them are just kind of boring. And like, I just, there's no flow of progression. And like, I gained like 50 levels, like,
yep,
really fast. Like, I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, when I hit level 25 or something, it's like, now you can do this other thing. And I was like, dude, I don't know if I want to do that. It's like, let me play the game. Like, I just want to play the game, please. And it's frustrating because I think we do disagree. And it's like, I actually enjoy the way it plays. Like, I think there's enough here that it's not quite pick up and play friendly like a Tony Hawk or an SSX, but like, there's a realism to it that I respect. And I still don't entirely know why sometimes, like, I do a backflip and I hit the ground and like my boarder's just kind of like out of breath or something, or fatigued from the altitude, like, whatever the reasoning is, I still don't quite get it, but I understand it. It's like, it wants you to sort of pace yourself in a way that is saying, like, you can't just hit a you know, SSX style 18,000 flips in one jump and then go right into another. And it's like, okay, like I would rather do that, but that's okay. You know, it's like Skate from EA. Not Tony Hawk. It was more realistic, but it was gamified enough that I could respect it. I think there's something here in that regard. But again, it just doesn't let me play it enough. And it's extremely frustrating. Like, it's extremely frustrating because I want to keep playing it, but I feel like there's nothing to do half the time.
I mean, I don't want to give the wrong opinion here. I don't think it's bad to play. I don't think it feels bad. I don't have a bad time playing it. I just don't have a magical time playing it. Like, it's just like, there's not a thing there that makes me go, this is real cool. This is real fun. And then when it is there, it's just not presented well. And then it's broken up. And then you have all these different. It has that Ubisoft map issue where it's just so many things to do.
It really does.
Just so many points of interest
all over your screen, and you're just like, what? Like,
especially when you hit that level 20 or whatever, like you said, like you hit that, it's like, you can do all these things now. I'm like, what? I don't know what those things are. I'm still in the first slope. Yeah. Like, leave me alone.
But it took me a while to figure out what it wanted me. Like, sometimes it wants you to change, equipment, I guess is the word I want to use. Like, we want you to ski or sled here, and it's just like, I don't, and sometimes I would try to select the skis and my dude just like wouldn't put on the skis, and I'm like, like, what's happening? Like, why can't I? And I still don't quite understand why I couldn't switch to my skis, and the sled, for whatever reason, I could not switch to the sled sometimes, and I still don't know why. And that would be nice to know. I'd really like to know why.
This is a valiant effort at a snowboarding game. I think it gets a core gameplay right. Although it's not very stylized, it is, you do get a sense of speed. You do get a sense of a little bit of sense of adventure when it lets you, but it's one of those issues where, like, you can go there, but there's nothing there, you know? And then with the mission, the way the missions are done is, like, there's some missions I just never ever want to do again in my life. Like, there's some, I guess, story missions, if you will.
I would call them more progression missions. Like you have to do them to sort of do the next thing, but yeah.
Alpha, hello?
What'd you break?
I had to mute the microphone for a second.
Okay.
Continue.
You were talking.
I was talking?
Yeah.
I mean, my microphone, you were talking.
No, you were talking.
About what?
About progression missions.
Oh, and then you took over. But anyway, I don't think this, I don't get a good feel of progression in this game. I mean, I get that it throws a lot of cosmetics at you, and that's cute. I was never a guy for cosmetics. Like, I alternate costumes just never did it for me. So, like, with that being the chunk, like the huge chunk of progression items you get, I just wasn't driven to get more higher levels. Like, I would get the notification of leveling up and just not care. Like, I'm like, why is this in my screen? Get out the way. I need to fly. I need to glide.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the next thing to say. This is a Ubisoft game to the max of why I think people, I don't want to say hate Ubisoft games, but have sort of fallen off of them. I am one of them. I am a person that played Assassin's Creed 1 through 3, including all the Ezio games. Like, that was, I look forward to it every year. And then at some point, like, they just went too far. Or they did the same thing too many times. And there's the joke that all Ubisoft games are the same game, and this is the sort of poster child of just like you can sort of adapt to it when it comes to Assassin's Creed and the Watch Dogs, like, because you've played other games like it before, but when you start bringing in like extreme sports and all that, and you sort of try applying the same design doc on it, it really shows in a way that it feels super unnatural. And that is where this game just falls apart for me, and that it feels unnatural to play this style of game in this way. And it's extremely frustrating. And I ultimately think that it makes the game that if it was just designed differently and not, if someone else made this game, it would be a phenomenon. And people would really enjoy it the way they did in SSX. But because it's a Ubisoft game and they design the games the way that they want to design them, totally up to them, I don't want to play it anymore. I'm not going to play any more of Steep. It's that simple.
I think these games in general need something. So I'm going to bring it back to Shenmue for a moment. The ultimate QTE game. One of the cool things Shenmue did for me back in the day was when you failed a QTE, you just got a new series of QTEs. Like, it's got, like you can keep going. So you can get hit in the face, screw up a button, but keep going. This, I think, needs a system close to that. There are too many events and missions where all you're doing is holding triangle to start over again. Because you missed the loop, you missed the turn, you missed whatever. You need to be able to just keep going and just maybe dock me a few points or something. Because I spent most of my time in this game in binoculars, fast traveling, holding down triangle to restart an event that ends in 30, 45 seconds.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I think, stay with me. I think the opposite of this game is Forza Horizon. Like, it's a game that it's open world and it doesn't really need to be. Like, you can still play those games and spend a lot of time in a menu going from event to event, but the events are long enough that it doesn't feel like you're staying in menus. A significant amount of my time of Steep was in menus. But the thing about Horizon is that I don't want to fast travel. I want to drive the cars. I want to see what the world has to offer because it's so graphically, you know, impressive and fun to look at. Like, this is just the opposite of that. It's not like if you're not fast traveling, I would just hate this. Like, if this game didn't have fast travel, I would hate this game with a passion. I don't want to travel in this game. I just want to get to the event kind of thing. And that's where it just, no, it's bad. I'm done with it. I'm bad. It's bad. I think this is a badly made video game.
You went through a lot of the motions with this one, man. Like,
I went through all five steps.
I feel for you. I just this game just never really grabbed me. You know, like the thing is, like, it's one of those games where.
Like, everything that is there, it should grab me. Like, really should, but it's so poorly designed, in my opinion, that I'm just like, eh.
They just should be. I just never found a reason to play, man. Like, and it sucks because it's like, because you even have like this jetpack type of thing.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, in any other game, that would be cool as shit. I mean, cool as heck. Like, but great. It's just,
yeah, mark that one down.
It'll be cool as heck, but it's like, it's not, they don't let you do too much with it. Like, this should have been like snowboarding meets Just Cause.
You know, I was thinking that earlier. I was like, I feel like if this game was Just Cause and it just let me do whatever I wanted with a snowboard, I would have a lot more fun with it.
Done.
But yeah.
And then if you're gonna add multiplayer. Like,
right.
I'm sorry, but there's really nothing I get out of seeing you next to me, snowboarding next to me. You need to be Let me be next to you and just start up a race right off the bat, just right there and there. Like, let's start a race, and then I'll just predetermine or populate some turns up ahead. Winner gets cash or
Not even
something.
that, like let me just be like, okay, like let's race to this point. Like, doesn't matter how you get there, we just go, you know, like
Right.
that would be cool.
But it's no reason for it to be multiplayer. It's no reason for it to be open world. It's no reason for it to be to have all of these cool features and not take advantage of any of them. Like, I'm just for a game that I had no that I had expectations of SSX Tricky, then I managed expectations to go like, no, this is its own game. Let me judge it on that. Like, the expectations for the game just kept dropping and dropping and dropping to a point where I'm just like, I don't need to play this game ever again. I'm good. It's
I
not
agree, and
bad,
that's
I don't
yeah.
think.
I don't want to keep beating up on this game, but yeah, it's a huge bummer. That's all I'm gonna say. And I think we're in agreement when it comes to Steep. Just it's unfortunately not worth your time. We saved you some frustration and some sorrow on this one. Of just it's frustrating. And if you're like us and you're looking for that next SSX Tricky experience, unfortunately, this is not it. Maybe it'll be Rider Republic. We'll see. That's also coming to Game Pass, so I guess we'll see in the future. But I think that's going to do it for this episode, because I just can't take it anymore. I can't take the disappointment anymore.
You picked this game. I said, hey, we don't need to play Steep. It's Steep. But you're like, no, bro, you gotta play Steep. It's
Look,
Steep.
sometimes you've got we got to sometimes put our judgmental bias on certain games simply because the publisher it comes from aside, even though we're right most of the time because we're geniuses, but it's we have to sometimes. And this it came down to Steep because I've got that inner love for SSX. I had like every snowboarding game I just have to check it out because it's like maybe this will be the one, maybe this will be it, and it's never it, and it's frustrating, but sometimes you have to. Speaking of that, The Ascent is coming out in a couple days. That is a day one Xbox Game Pass game. That's a game I've been looking forward to. So we're going to be playing that. And we're going to be doing an episode on that ASAP. So, but when it comes to the future, speaking of games that we have to play, I've said this many times, but Basher has still not committed to it. Doom 64.
I played that before. Yeah, we could do that.
But you need to play it again.
Do I? Do I though?
Yes.
I got
Yes.
played
Because
an Nintendo 64 game on my Xbox Series X.
yep. I
That's
think it needs to
okay.
happen because, look,
All
I am a
right,
Doom
fine.
fanatic.
Okay,
Okay.
that's cool.
So I think we need to play that. But other than that, we do have Psychonauts 2 coming out in August. And we have. There's something else coming out. I can't remember what it's called. Hades. Hades is the other one coming out on 8/13. But we already know Hades is amazing. So are we gonna play Hades?
That's gonna be a boring show. I'm not gonna lie to you, because it's the best game of all time. So like,
Right.
what's
I
the
mean,
point?
it'd be 10 seconds long. Play Hades. Done. Like that's tune in next time. So is there anything else on this list that is calling out to you? Or are we at a point where we're just gonna have to start playing stuff and see what happens?
We're at a point where I'm going to pick a game that I like and you can't stand because I had to play Steep.
Okay, I guess that's fair.
It's absolutely fair. We're going back to Crusader Kings 3, guys. No, that's not
No,
happening. That's not
we already
happening.
played that. It
Nope,
doesn't
we're not
count.
doing that. We're not doing that. I don't have it in me. I will look up something, but until then, I think I'm looking forward to the Ascent as well. It's going to be lackluster, but I'm okay with that because I get the loot.
Yeah,
I get the loot stuff.
I hope it's better than like the trailers are making out to be really, really awesome looking, but it's a small team. Not that that always matters, but like it is a small team. Ori and the Will of the Wisps is a Unity-based game that is built by a small team, and that's one of the best games ever made. So there's always that possibility, but I'm trying to keep my expectations in check, basically. So
We are definitely in Everyone is hungry for a good looter game, whether it be a looter shooter, a dungeon crawl. Everyone's looking for a good one of these, and they just have not delivered yet. So, like, this is the next hyped one. I'm gonna play it. I hope it's all right. Just be all right.
We'll find out very soon. But all right, that's going to do it for this episode. You can shoot us an email, gpopfans@gmail.com. You can send us a voicemail or a text to 574-651-9256. Again, 574-651-9256. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast service. It really does help. Share us everything, Twitter, all those fun things, Facebook. It helps. I mean, That's all I got. It helps. All right, that's going to do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with probably The Ascent, but it might be something else. You never know. It's Game Pass. Say something.
Oh, good day, sirs.
There you go.